I hate that Zoom does that. That's why we've been doing it. Not that this is your fault or anything, a little
It's
bit,
completely my fault. I
but
mean, that's exactly what he said.
we've been doing it on like FaceTime because it's just a
Oh,
regular
okay.
call. So it doesn't like cut us off or anything. We could just talk normally. So this is my first, like, that's why I'm like still feeling it out because I was like, this has been a while since we've done a recording on Zoom. It was like the last one we had, I think, was right before I was in Cali. So like the end of October. So we haven't done it since then. That's
What program are you using to record?
so that's it's so weird because I was trying to figure out how to do it without making it complicated. Because the complicated way where it gets, I think the best result is like all three of us independently recording audio, you and I recording video, and then putting it together. But that's way too much. So right now I'm just literally just put record on Zoom. Like Zoom has a recording button. I just pushed it. I tried it earlier today when I got my time was completely off. Like at four, I thought it was four my time. For some reason, I knew it wasn't like literally when we talked about it, I was like, oh,
Selfish.
for your time. And like I rushed everything I did today. I didn't go to the gym because it closes at six. So like I was literally like rushing to eat and getting everything together, like setting up. And then I was here at four and I was like, all right,
Wait a
like
minute.
they're not here. I was like, it's fine. I'm still like trying to set things up, making sure everything. And then finally, like 20 minutes passed, and I'm like, okay, that's when I hit you guys up. I was like, okay. Enough is enough. Like, where are we at? And as soon as Grinch said, like, I thought it was your my time, like 4 p.m. my time, and I was like, "No, you're right. You're absolutely
I was calmly getting ready. I was
right."
like fixing myself a little something to eat, and then I get this text message. I'm like, "Oh man, I'm about to go to rehearsal and shit." And then this guy's like, "Hey, are you guys coming into the room or like, what the hell, man? For You're
our
like
time,
3 hours ahead or something.
real bro."
I
Yeah,
guess I got used to
I was.
like. David, the other David, that he would always be late. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna give people like a little bit of leeway to get in here
No,
and
no,
stuff
no,
like
no, that.
no, 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 no. I know, right?
And I was like,
Grinch
this
is
is
about to
really
cut you
weird
off
because they don't
right
even like because usually Grinch, if he needs more time, he'll tell me like, can we push it or like I need 10 more minutes, 5 more minutes. And I was like, he doesn't even have like the audacity. Like I was mad at him because I was like the audacity to not even a courtesy text and say
Hey,
like I'm doing something. And I was
can't
like,
believe
this
you
is
would think that of me.
I know. I'm like, this is uncharacteristic of him, but
I was knocked out when you had texted
even
me. To
better.
be fair, I worked in the morning, so I was super tired when I got off. So I was like, I got to take a nap
Where do
before
you work at
going on.
again?
Trader Joe's.
Ah, Trader Joe's. There you
Trader
go.
Joe's.
Yes. Knew it had something to do with groceries. I just
That I
couldn't.
had no clue at all. I had no idea. I was like, shit, it sounds familiar though.
I landed on Big Lots. Big Lots was my final answer.
Isn't
That's the one I locked in.
it
I would
closing
have been
down
wrong.
soon, supposedly?
I don't.
I think
Jesus Christ.
so.
We
I mean,
I
I
don't think
never
we have a Big
shopped
Lots.
there. I mean, so was GameStop, but you see what happened with
Yeah.
that.
Dude, did you get any action in on there?
No, I was never really like into stocks until it just like that news popped up and I was like, what the hell is going on? And I looked into it and I'm actually like, it's kind of like dope that people actually got together to go against like the man, you know? And
Yeah,
it's
it's
like,
fucking great.
it's good
Absolutely.
to see. And then I hear that they're also they're taking all the money they're making, buying switches for children's and hospitals and all that. So I'm like, that's
I'm sure they're
definitely.
still pocketing some of that shit for themselves
Yeah,
too.
which I'm not gonna lie, I would too, you know,
It's a
but
publicity
like,
stunt. Now you know why they're doing
yeah.
it? Because now they're getting hit with all these fucking regulations.
Oh,
So now
yeah.
these are tax write-offs. So you see, they're fucking doing it for charity. Not that, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, obviously it's a good thing,
Yeah.
but still, it's not like they're doing it just because they're not just doing it out of the goodness of their own hearts, you know?
Well, one of my coworkers actually has been into stocks, and he said that he did invest after it blew up. So he like the shares were like way up there. But he said that he didn't really care if he like lost his money. He's just like basically doing it to prove a point. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what point is he trying to prove? I don't get it. If you're not doing
Well,
it for money.
he was like, trying to send a message basically, like, 'cause you know how like the big ups always I guess it's been going on for a while where they kind of manipulate the stock. He's saying that this is their like one chance to kind of like get back at them.
Oh yeah. Once again, yeah, you know what? We know how to work this shit too.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Which so, I mean, that's like, been happening since the beginning. I think the beginning of stock trading is just always manipulating
Now that it's like, you know, gamers and shit, they're like, oh no, this isn't fucking right. You can't be doing this shit.
Yeah, they're all complaining. Yeah,
go fuck yourself. Hell
yeah. Exactly.
Which is funny because then, they've come out with like apps to make like investing easier. Mm-hmm. And they always talk, like one of the biggest thing you always hear, especially from older people is like, oh, I wish I would have invested sooner. This is what you should be doing with your money. And then this happens and it's like, well, that's not what we meant. Like,
oh, okay.
We wanted you to invest just in things that we would get rich on,
mm-hmm.
not you. Because commoners, you know, getting a little bit of power is very scary.
Yeah. To them.
To them. Not to us. Yeah. I mean, if they would have came out with an email blast saying like, this is the next stock that we're going, I would have put something
all my money in there.
But now I think it's died down completely now. That's what I had read last, that it was like, it dropped down by like, I don't know, 80% or whatever. Mm-hmm. Once they started putting in regulations and stuff like that.
Yeah. They kept just hitting with these regulations. So then that's what fucking really calmed everything down.
Well, David, thank you for joining us. Ladin, so I think I thought I did in the last episode that we had you. Because I grew up kind of just knowing Ladin Assassin. That's the name that you were. So, but now you just completely got rid of Assassin, or is just like...
No,
just...
well, on the PS4, it's still Assassin, but it kind of worked against itself for the YouTube channel. But I wanted to keep it like simple and like toned down. But I guess the three underscores just was throwing everybody off, bro.
Yeah, so it's not just Ladin, it's Ladin underscore underscore underscore.
Right. but yeah, as far as the PS4, it's still Ladin Assassin. But even growing up, like a few of my gamer friends would call me like just Ladin, so that's the kind of name I wanted to use. But maybe for the YouTube channel, I should remove the underscore.
because I remember telling you last time that I was looking for you, and it was like I put, I think, one or two, and I was like, it should pop up, and it definitely didn't. I was like, I'm scrolling through pages, and I'm like, let me just put the third one, and then you're the first one that comes up.
Yeah.
Are you on Twitch, or?
I've been streaming pretty often lately on YouTube gaming.
On YouTube?
Yeah, since I kind of have like kind of my like two or three followers already that I kind of been doing it on there and trying to build my fan base there, and then maybe go over to Twitch. But YouTube so far has been getting a bit of traction, not as much as I would want it to, but it's still, you know, I'm going like day by day, so it's pretty nice, and I like interacting with like the viewers that come by and like check out
like
the
in the chat.
Yeah. Like I've had a few consistent ones that like every time I come on, they come by and they drop some, like, you know, we just have a conversation, and it's kind of like hanging out with them while playing, you know what I'm saying? And they're checking out like the game I'm playing. It's nice. It's a good, interaction.
Yeah. We just started our own Twitch last week.
Yeah.
And,
I got some competition now. I'm like, shit.
No, it's there's plenty of room for everybody.
Plenty of room. We did the same thing you did with the underscore. I was trying to ours is like the RDG games, but I had to put an underscore between RDG and games because that had already been used. And I was like, who's out here using this? Like, I thought we were original.
Somebody's using RDG.
And then I was like, I'm gonna have to put an underscore here. And then and every time I like, we have to say our name, it's like, oh, but don't forget the underscore. I was like, it's not that I hate the underscores. It's just,
it makes it a little like, harder for people to find you basically. Like,
yes,
yeah.
It does.
You know? Yeah.
We're actually going to put I'm gonna put a clip right here about just in case the viewers want to go see us play. The worst part is that they have to see it from my view, and I only play Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not great. one, that's the first thing. I wait for the like the for them to be broken down, and then I come in and kind of maybe assist or work as a distraction, either one. And what was I saying? So they have to see that, and they have to hear me. And right now I can't figure out how to get the game chat going, like for everybody to hear the game chat, so they don't hear Grinch speaking or anybody else that we have on, so they only hear me laughing. And like,
what software do you use for streaming?
So, I don't use, because I use the Xbox.
Okay.
Anything else, I'll just go straight through Twitch, right?
They
have this party, so they have like the party option, like, oh, they can hear your party chat.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm on Xbox, Grinch is on PS4, we can't
like a
party chat. We have to do the game chat, and then the game chat is not coming through, which is really weird, because it's like it'll publish the game audio, which the chat is part of that. That's what I thought.
But you said you're gonna get a PS5, right? We're not playing this Xbox shit anymore. That game is over, right? You said you were gonna get a PS5, and then we all agreed, and this way everything is fine. Now we can have our own private game chats because it is the superior system.
Oh,
you were talking to me.
Yes, I am talking to you.
First of all, I don't know where this agreement came from.
we talked about, okay, now that we got mics going and recording happening, now you're like, all of a sudden, I'm not going to fucking do it. And I know this game already. Okay, that's fine. I'll talk to you off the air.
Never in my life.
Okay.
And that's the thing. Lies. So, like, you stream through a computer, right? That's what I'm guessing, because most people
do. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you go back, but you have like a console, right?
Yeah.
What do you?
Normally I use this program. I think I told you about it before. It's called the OBS Studio. Mm-hmm. You can it basically it's what pretty much everybody uses. But I'm not sure if it'll still work with chat from a PS4 to Xbox, because sometimes when like the few times that I have played with friends, I was able to get their chat, but that's because they were all on PS4. And but I'm not sure if it's gonna work from PS4 and Xbox, but it's pretty handy. And at first I was kind of like, what the fuck do I do here? Like once I got the software, I was just like trying to figure it out, but it's a lot simpler than what it looks. And you could pretty much hook up like your PS4, or you can like screen record whatever you're playing on PC, and it just works. Like it's a good program, and it's free too.
It was free.
Probably maybe if like Grinch was somehow, or one of you guys were able to like record the chat audio separately and then like edit it in the video later on, that might work. But you guys are streaming so that might not work. That might not work. Never mind. I forgot about the streaming part. But
anything that we have to do like above and beyond, like something else, in I'm just like, that's just too much.
At that point.
Yeah. It's just, and it's funny because we're just kind of getting used to it. But like you were talking about how you interact with the chat.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys that we play with, I think you know Marcus is his entire name on Twitch, so if you guys want to go check him out. But he interacts with the chat, right? We'll hear him say, and I always found it weird because he's not the first person that I played with that has streamed. Mm-hmm. So I always hear them talk to the chat, and I'm just like, that's so weird to me. Just because they'll be talking about something, they'll be like, oh, you know, hey, thanks for following, how are you today? And I'm just like, are you talking to me, or like who exactly are you talking to right now? I'm sorry.
Oh no, well, you try to interact with like pretty much anyone who just basically anyone, especially if they like leave a comment or follow. Like, it's just a good, it's kind of like common courtesy in a way. Mm-hmm. And I remember I would just record before, like before streaming, I would just record, and it would feel really weird because I really had no one to talk to, and it was just me and the camera. So I would kind of have to like talk to the camera, and it was just off. But after streaming, I feel like it kind of helped me out on commentating more. Like, it's I'm not really sure quite how to explain it, but it just
kind of used to being able to like talk, knowing that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's just nice also because, you know, not everyone's going to click on your stream.
Oh,
but,
absolutely.
You know, and you know, people, you know, but the ones that do, you kind of have to acknowledge them and just thank them, you know, like every now and then.
I know. I'm like, there's, I don't know how many people on this app or whatever. And I'm like, not, I can't get 5 people to just stop by and watch. So I know that not everybody's clicking on the, on your stream. I feel the pain.
I know. I try not to look at the like counter view, but every now and then I'm like, fuck, just don't look. Just
well, Rick is Ricky Bobby here is something of a country music fan.
Actually,
really?
Were you a fan of Morgan Wallen?
Me?
Wow.
Are you into country Rick. Music? Rick.
Me? No, not really. Is Johnny Cash considered country? I don't think so, right? Yeah? No. Johnny Cash? He's like the only artist that I like really like with that
Is he country? I don't know. Is he considered country?
I don't think he is. I kind of want to say he's like really old school, like rock and roll. Like, I don't know. I'm saying it now. It kind of sounds weird, but I don't see him country.
I mean, well, he's from Nashville. So,
yeah.
I think you have to sort of consider him country.
Country. All right.
But it was really more for Rick. Were you?
I actually I was just looking. I don't remember artists' names like that unless they're. They're really, really popular, but I was just looking through his music and I was like, yeah, I do like him actually. I like his music.
Have you,
before,
oh, so before have he you heard of, so you must be okay with his recent, racist outburst.
I don't know.
What happened? Who
Hold
is
on,
this?
Let me see if I can, I should be able to share this actually.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, here you go. Let's see if I can get the audio in here.
I'm just like reading some of the headlines here, and it doesn't look good.
All right, check this out. I don't know if you guys can see my screen.
Yeah, I can see.
Oh, you can? All right, here you go. Check this out.
Oh shit.
That's your boy.
He made sure to highlight that too.
Your Damn. Boy, Ricky Bobby. Morgan Wallen. Man, we'll probably have to take out that last little bit of the ching ching ching. But yeah.
Was it what? I'm guessing this was a
Bill of Fan. This was like last week or so. Oh. He got his record fucking deals fucking canceled. He's like completely off.
Rightfully so.
Tours canceled. Fans are done with him. But you're still standing strong, huh? You're like, no. I'm cool with it.
Again, it's not that I follow this guy personally. I like some of his music. I don't stand behind all the music that I like. Or I'm just like, it's not like he was saying that during the songs that I listened to.
You think that's right though? You think he had a little drunken evening? He maybe misspoke a little.
I think it's right. You're saying that he was canceled. Is it right?
Yeah, it was like it wasn't even. It was actually Marcus. If you don't, if you guys don't know who he is, he's a big Twitch guy. You should definitely go follow him. Great guy. But yeah, Marcus, he's the one that was telling me about it, because we were talking on the phone, and then he was just, it sort of, I think it came up on his news feed, and I didn't even know who he was, but he's just like, yeah, apparently he's a big time country music singer, and he just got canceled by everybody for his little outburst here for dropping the N-word after a rowdy night. So his whole career, everything is over.
According, I know, now this. I'm thinking about it, and like
everything he's worked for.
Because I'm not a big fan of this whole like cancel culture of just canceling. And sometimes you see people get canceled and the whole story is not even out there yet. Like you just see one headline and you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And people jump on this bandwagon. But I don't know. I mean, that's a little...
remember, take into consideration that this is a country music artist. So it's either, you know, he can either provide for his family by writing and performing music, or he can be a ranch hand or something. I don't know.
Well, ranch hand looks
so. Do you think
promising for him right now?
Yeah, that's some fucked up shit. He's got a family to provide for, probably.
Well, I don't.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I don't know anything about him.
That's crazy. I don't know how I feel about this in general, just canceling people for, I mean, that's just really strong. And anyways, anybody who's in the public eye should just know better.
You'd think so.
Honestly, especially during this time and age, like how do you not know that that should be one of the things that you, I mean, what, all last year and it's still, you know, not really over with the Black Lives Matter movement, and this is not a good time to be saying any of these things. Now I have to make the decision whether I want to listen to music anymore or not. You see, this is people, man.
I'm glad I brought it up then.
Well, thankfully, I'm not in like a country phase right now where that's all I'm listening to. So,
well, also, like, I mean, it's your music, so when you do inevitably listen to him again, no one's gonna know except for you.
That's true.
So that you're fine. True. You're fine. You don't, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
So that's the kind of like mentality I had, not so long ago, where it was like, if I want to listen to something and I know the person is probably like a piece of shit, but his like that one song or two songs, I'm like, but I really like it. Like, I'm not supporting, the way that I saw it was, I'm not supporting them and their actions. I just want to listen to the movie. It's almost like all these actors also that have been wrapped up, and producers and directors that have been wrapped up in the Me Too movement. It's like, damn it. Like, you had who was it that got like in the House of Cards was it Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah. And a lot of people were like, man, now I can't watch that show anymore.
But you're saying that House of Cards was a good ass show. You're like,
I never watched it. I'm just saying that was just an example.
But just like, exactly like an example, you thought that House of Cards alone was like, let's just say that you thought that House of Cards was a dope show. So you kind of want to keep watching that regardless of like what that.
Yeah, whatever is going on with the actors' personal lives.
I get you.
It's like the Cosby Show, which. Before all that stuff with Cosby, it was
shit.
Show.
Oh man, that it was had like, its time. It had its time, but its I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it was so fucking great. Like, yeah, I absolutely watched it when I was a kid and I liked it, but it's not like, oh my God, it was the greatest sitcom ever. I think they kind of made it more than, I don't know. They were saying at the time it was obviously extremely popular, and they were saying he was America's dad and everything. But even at the time, I was just like, you know, it's no better than like, I don't know, in my eyes, it's better than like Seinfeld or whatever. I felt like it was all sort of on the same level because they're all sitcoms. I mean,
well, even like Seinfeld, because that's actually one of, I might say it's like my favorite sitcom of all time. But Kramer had that outburst.
But he doesn't. Yeah, but now he doesn't really have like any
a career.
Yeah, he doesn't really have like a really serious career. Like,
I'm just saying,
I think he still does stand up, but not like to the same level that he probably could have been.
I really doubt that it's at any good level. But yeah, it's just all these things where it's just like, because I think an episode on like drawing the line, like, you know, can you just view people's art without having to support the artist themselves?
Yeah, that's not a thing though. You can't do that, right?
Oh,
like, either way, they're still gonna reap the benefits because
it's
their work.
Biggest thing is like, yeah, it's
Going back to the Kramer part, I mean, did you guys ever see the are you guys a fan of Chappelle at all? Like
yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, there's a stand-up he does, I think, in the same place where Kramer kind of had his outburst, and he kind of brings that up, and he's like, you know, like you know, the black person in me was like, Kramer, you motherfucker, like, how could you say that? But he said that the comic in him was like, well, he must be having a bad set, you know? So it's like, it's actually, kind of like a,
I'm not on anyone's defense over here or anything. I'm just laying out what I know about it is that is what happened. Cause if you watched, have you seen Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
No. That's on Netflix, right?
Yeah. It's on Netflix. It's a great show. Yeah. So it's by, you know, hosted by Jerry Seinfeld and everything. And he picks him up. I think, what's the guy's name? Michael something, whatever. I know his first name is Michael, and he goes and picks him up, and after a while, obviously, they do talk about what happened. And I guess there was some dude in the crowd, some black dude who was, I guess, giving him a hard time and, like, kept interrupting him. And so that's part of what sparked that fucking outburst. Mm. Not that it was right, obviously, but, like, that's what sort of started it. So it wasn't, like, his intention to go there at all. But, yeah, apparently that's what happened.
Damn.
And now, because of that, again, he's fucking, you got a guy lost his whole fucking career. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's still collecting those Seinfeld royalty checks, which are probably fantastic. But I mean, if you want to, like, explore different, you know, avenues, you're kind of stuck. Can't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you got, that happened. When that happened? That happened like early.
Oh, man.
Was it early 2000s or late 90s?
It was like mid. Mid 2000s.
Mid 2000s? Because imagine, like, those things, like, if that would have happened now.
2008.
Yeah. If that would have happened now, I mean.
With social media being even bigger now, I think.
Yeah, it would have crushed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing with this. Like, honestly, if this incident happened even a decade ago, maybe it would not have been as big as it is right now. And because nobody got anything else to do right now,
and I don't think anyone had that many like cameras to record on.
I mean, they weren't, obviously they didn't have the same quality, but like they were those little about, like, pixelated versions, you know,
like now, like every other phone or pretty much every phone has like a pretty decent camera that you can record your stuff in, like, you know, it's like I think that has a lot to do with that, and social media, like, has a lot to do with all this, just anything that's controversial, you know.
Yeah, I was just thinking, because you said almost every phone has a a camera,
mine.
And people complain about, like, they either ghost videos or like alien videos, and it's like all the technology we have nowadays, and every video is always pixelated, and
like a CCTV, like security camera or something.
It's like all the technology we have, but these guys are still able to get away with, like ghosts are able to just fucking walk through people's houses and nobody can record a very good video.
They're probably in the moment. They're probably shocked that they're seeing it. So that, like, their first thought is not like, I got to get my phone. It's like, I got to get the fuck out of here. You know?
Oh, I thought you meant like the camcorder from like the 90s.
Yeah, you're so shocked in the moment. It's like, oh, no, I'm not going to grab my phone in my pocket, my iPhone 12 with the best camera ever. Let me run upstairs to the attic into the cellar or something. Let me get my fucking camcorder from 1997 to record this moment.
Let me run into the attic.
Oh, that'd be
Hold
horrible.
On. Stay right there, Jimmy. Jimmy the ghost.
Like, he just has a sun fucking flipped over and is like, hold that. I need this thing to charge.
He's holding his son he's holding his son in one hand, and in the other hand he has the ghost of the severed head that he sliced off. That's why he's in purgatory. So like he's just walking around, Jimmy, wait, hold on a second. God.
Was that the whole story with the with the guy? I swear to God, I saw when I was scrolling through it, I saw him. It was him in a picture of a. Oh, okay. Because it says Morgan Wallen's sister says the N-word should not define him or cancel him. But I only saw that. I didn't see the headline. So I was like, sexual assault again. I was like,
You see, and that's exactly the problem with society. You see the picture, like, oh, because of this, now he's a rapist.
Yeah,
you see the picture. Yeah, you see the picture. Like, you know the former story, and now you just see a picture with him next to some chick and some freaking headline, and you're like, oh, and he's raping women too. Jesus Christ, what isn't this guy doing?
But that's the, I mean, to me, that's the real big issue with like cancel culture. Is just like, and not like I. There are people who deserve to be canceled and who we should not be following and supporting. But then
people like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes. Or like people that were a huge fan of Ted Bundy.
Yeah, I don't get why he was such a, like, I'm a guy, and I can admit when there's like a good looking guy. I mean, Brad Pitt, listen, I'm not gay, but Brad Pitt is Brad Pitt. But like the whole thing about like Bundy being like this really good looking dude, I was just like, he looks like a just regular average person to me. I don't see, like, I guess maybe it was what, the 70s or the 80s?
They had nothing better.
So, not that they didn't have anything better to do yet, you racist, but you know, I guess it's different.
Here we go again.
I was throwing it out like the way, you know, everybody's using it nowadays. Like, this is racist. But I don't know, I guess it was different times. So maybe there were, you know, different
because I've seen the ideas of what a Netflix documentary, The Tapes.
Yeah.
I was like,
You seen the one with Zac Efron?
I did see that one. I thought that was really good.
I think it could have been better.
Well,
I thought there would be more action. It was a lot of like, it didn't really show. Somebody told me like at the end that, because I got through most of it, like three quarters of it, and I was like, you know, yeah, this is pretty good. I don't know if I'll watch it again. Well, I don't know. What was that reaction? You're so fucking
rude. Was it a movie or was it a series?
It was a movie. It was a movie, right?
I mean, no matter what, it's just people that just don't follow it all the way through. It's like, why not? You're already, as you said.
Well, I was like, I was three quarters of the way through, and I was just like, damn, they're really not going to show anything at all. It's just him like getting arrested, and then the allegations, and then him jumping from the library. It was like the second or third story onto the ground.
Oh, you wanted the dramatization of the killing.
Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise, why watch it? I can watch reality TV if I want to watch people just standing around talking. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I thought it could have been better. I don't know. And then somebody told me like right towards the end, they show something really bad, like a really graphic, like scene, whatever, of him murdering somebody. And then I got to that point and I was like, well, that person's a fucking liar. I wish I remembered who it was so I can call him out.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember. I watched it all the way through. I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, I ended up watching it all the way through, and I was like, you know, it's good, but I don't think I'd watch it again.
What is this on?
It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix
original. I want to check it out. What's it called again?
I'm sure if you just put Zac Efron in the title thing, it'll pull him up. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay, I think I know what you guys are talking about. Okay.
Ted Bundy.
Did he do a good job playing him at all, or...?
I thought
you
did great.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
I was like, if you don't like those kind of movies, like there's a lot of like crime movies that are the same way, that they don't really show action like that. Like the, have you seen, no, you haven't, right? The Little Things?
No, not yet. I was going to watch that today or tomorrow, actually. If you ruin it, I will leave this fucking recording and I won't speak to you for a very long time.
I'm just saying.
Is it good?
I enjoy those kind of movies.
We're
still into it.
Like, I like.
I just
want to
know if it's good.
Denzel was really good in it. So
my boy Denzel's in there. Of course, it's good.
I thought he was great. So I'm gonna leave it there.
My name's Rick.
Have you guys seen that show called Mindhunters on Netflix?
Yeah, Mindhunters. Yeah.
Yeah, Mindhunters.
Only two
seasons.
Good show.
Though.
I didn't get into the second season. I watched the first
one. Only got in, I think I was close to the end of the second season, but it's a pretty good show. As far as I've seen.
I liked it a lot. I burned through it quick though.
But those also don't have like graphic scenes, right? They're just like, he's just sitting down with them.
Because I remember I was watching it with a friend and I was telling her, I'm like, it's not like it doesn't have a lot of action, but because they go into the mind of
dude,
like,
yeah, hold on, what are you talking about? You know? The first episode, it shows a guy blow his fucking head off naked.
Yeah, but after
like the first 15 minutes, you're on. You gotta you gotta just take it easier on the drugs, all right, and then you'll remember a little more. No, there is. There's plenty. And then what they don't really show in the actual actions, they have just like pictures and stuff of like this of.
But pictures, you know, and also the dialogue is very good in that show. Yeah, like I remember like characters just talking and I was like engaged of like whatever was going on. They were going through the scene, the crime scene. They were going like how to handle it, and then talking to the actual like murderer, and then just hearing what they had to say. It like the dialogue. Whoever wrote that show did like a really good job on it, because I was
engaged in it.
You know, yeah.
I knew.
Did you write it?
I absolutely knew that thank you was gonna come out. I just didn't know whether it was gonna be him or me.
You don't know shit. Like,
oh, I don't wanna say that.
But it was very well written. And I'm an action guy, so
pounding that Moscow Mule.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna run to the store myself today.
Little
after
sips,
this,
just little sips, man.
Yeah, I might have to get myself a little something to sip. As it's I nice. Work on projects for school. I'm saying, you guys want to give me ideas? I'm putting up Snatch as one of the best movies ever.
Snatch, that's the
Snatch with by Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie, there we go.
Yeah, with Brad Pitt.
That's good. I really like his movies. Like movie. That's
all of his stuff.
That's
great.
That's another. I guess like that's. Another source of media that's very well written, like his movie just keep me engaged just on the characters interacting with each other, like and especially Snatch, especially the first like what like 5-10 minutes,
basically
those guys are just talking. Yeah, when they're just talking, like
anything he does is good.
Yeah, it's good. Have you? Oh, I'm pretty sure you have. The Gentleman.
What do you? Yeah, I was. The blonde dude with the glasses, that was me. What do you mean? No, yeah, I've seen it like 4 or 5 times by now. I'm probably gonna watch it again in the next few
I really
days.
Like yeah. That was a good ass movie.
Are you into is there any new games that you're into? Anything we should be on the lookout for?
Lately, do you have a PC?
No, I'm a man. I have a PlayStation.
I'm just saying that because there's this fan game I've been playing lately called Hyper Dragon Ball Z. It's pretty dope. Like it, like everything from the stages to the characters and like just the way the characters move is made by fans. And unfortunately, it's only on PC right now and maybe on Mac. But that's what I've been like covering lately. And I it's my new favorite game. Like I can't hop off it. Like
you know, what's really good that I heard. Also by you know Marcus, give him a follow if you haven't already. Rust, if you haven't, you ever heard?
I think
of
I've
that?
Heard of that. Yeah,
like I've seen him play it a couple
of
times.
Him and his, told me about it.
Yeah, him and his wife play it all the time. It's really interesting. It's a survival game, and like when you start out, you start out with nothing. But I think he said that there actually are like vehicles and stuff that you can get. But they're so early into it, it looks like they're like just, cave people, like using sticks, like literally using sticks and rocks to like kill each other and stuff. It's pretty funny, but the game itself looks pretty cool. But it is only for PC, and he said that they should be coming out with versions for the consoles too, and hopefully they'll be crossplay.
So, yeah, I recently played a survival game like that called The Forest on PS4. It kind of sounds like the same thing. I'm not sure if they have vehicles, but once you start off, like your character starts off in a like plane crash or whatever, and they basically have to find your son. But the way you start off is like you're just scavenging for stuff. You get like you can make spears, you can make a torch, like, and it was pretty fun. But I'm not sure if like survival is my forte.
I don't know if it'd be fun like by yourself, but like if you're playing with people, like with a group, it could definitely be fun. You know,
I was playing it with like two other people, and it was fun. But then after a while, I was just like, so what do we do? Where do we go? Like,
you need an activity. Yeah,
yeah,
you
yeah.
Need something to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why GTA was so great. That's why it's like lasted so long, because it's like, yeah, you can do all this shit by yourself, but then you can also get with your friends and just slaughter a whole nother team for no reason at all. Or you can go on a bank heist.
I have friends now who like really just hop on the game and go on like these things. Oh, I guess because of the pandemic, but these things called car meets, like they fix up their car.
Oh, you're
and
joking. They take them.
GTA. On GTA, oh, and there's like certain car meets for like low riders and like different types of cars, street races,
I would love to go into that lobby because I'm the guy that would just take a jet and just blow that shit up. Oh my god, take all the money out of my account, put me negative, I don't give a shit, but I'm gonna take my stealth helicopter, I'm gonna go to your car meet and just drop all the fucking bombs I've got on it.
They got fucking flying motorcycles now. Have you seen that? Like, have you been lately?
Oh yeah, I mean, I haven't been on. And maybe like a year or two, but like the last time we were playing, oh man, there was the flying, it was the motorcycle and it had a rocket booster on the end of it. And it had like
a rocket booster and missiles as well. I was like, what the hell? I
had and the missiles locked on and shit.
I played it very recently, like about a month ago, with a few friends, and I had this dude like harassing me with that, and I was like, yo, this guy is not leaving me alone. I need some backup. And finally they came through, but it was just annoying as hell. Like this,
that's why
my motorcycle was
so we all bought all this shit that we did. It was those guys on the motorcycles, and they they just kept wreaking havoc on us. So we were just like, all right, fuck this. We did a bunch of heists, got all the money we could, so we all individually bought whatever super crazy vehicle we can think of. Like one of my buddies got a tank. Marcus, he bought the DeLorean, which is that car. Dope. Yeah, it's just that car where the wheels turn and then you can fly. It's literally a flying car, and you can just shoot rockets out of that thing too. And then I bought the helicopter. So now, whenever people pissed us off, we would just
You guys are armed and ready now, huh?
Yeah. And then also, whenever you're just bored, it's like, hey, we don't have anything to do. Let's go in here and ruin somebody else's game just for fun. Mm-hmm.
Which is, I'm pretty sure, what those guys in the motorcycle were doing. They were like, hey, I'm bored. Let's go mess with these people.
Yeah, of course. Let's just find a busy lobby and blow it up. Or let's find a lobby that has a car meet and just ruin it for them.
A car meet. That's hilarious when I heard about that, though. I was like, really? You guys are doing that now?
Yeah, seriously. Ricky Bobby being rude over there.
I don't play GTA, so I'm just reading about it. I can't believe it was released in 2013 and people are still playing it.
And it's still,
the last version of it.
It still has like a big player base.
A huge, and especially once they introduced the online. Apparently, I've seen people play it online. I just don't. I never was a big fan of those kind of games. That's why Rust. Really, I've seen people play Rust, but I don't understand what it is, because it is just based on survival, and I get way too bored, to not be doing anything the whole entire time.
So are you just gonna give up during the zombie apocalypse?
Absolutely. I said that when we did the episode about apocalypse. First one to go. Don't keep me around for any of that stuff. I am good on not surviving.
You gotta at least try, Rick.
Don't have to try. I'd rather be changed into a zombie at that point. If I'm just gonna survive, just gonna be.
Oh, what a miserable existence, though. I mean, I'm sure you're obviously not conscious during it, but like something about it, there must be something in you that knows like how fucking shitty that just existence is. You know?
No, I don't know. I mean,
it is supposed to be just that one little spot in your brain. Yeah, that's
like
just
running
like
around doing whatever you want, especially if you have that World War Z kind of zombie where you can sprint.
That is fucking
forever.
Dangerous.
Like
that, I would be the first to go in that. I would be the first to go in that, bro, because I can't run for shit, man. So first zombie I'm a goner, man.
I see what you did there.
I won't survive.
First zombie I Z. <Ba-dum-ps>.
Edit that in the clip.
I hate games like that. So no, I would not survive. I don't want to survive. It's just so boring. So boring. Invisible. Think I saw David.
The big man's gone. The government is gone. Everything. You get to do whatever the fuck you want.
Not really, because you're scared.
All you got to watch out for. All you got to watch. Well, depending on what they are. If they're walking zombies, it'll be a piece of cake. You'll be like, all right.
Your whole existence is to go from like place to place, probably to try to find shelter and be nervous and anxious the entire time because you don't want to get caught slipping, like try to figure out how to get food and stuff. Like, how does that seem fun for anybody?
My name's Rick.
If you're having fun doing that, that's great. Do you?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not gonna do that stuff. I'd rather die at that point.
Well, if you put it that way, I guess.
Like, if people are upset about the quarantine and like not living your life because of the quarantine, what do you think a big zombie apocalypse is?
Shit.
It's essentially a quarantine. Like,
well, not really. Actually, I want to live through that. It's more the opposite because you can't quarantine. You have to go outside and gather and hunt.
You're trying to keep people out. you're trying to figure out how to get food and stuff like that. And you're trying not to be near people. Because you don't know what they have. You don't know if they're maybe carrying the zombie fucking, you know how it takes time for you.
That's not how it works.
I don't know how it works because we haven't experienced it yet. So I don't know which version of zombies we're getting.
Anything but and the World War Z when I'll be fine.
I think on that note, I'm going to have to sign off here.
Well, that's been another episode of the RDG Show. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a like, and a comment below. Also, hit the notification button so you don't miss out on any of our latest content. You can follow us on Twitter and all audio platforms where podcasts are available. As always, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.